Good morning, Medford, from the wonderful studio of WMFO. I am joining you today. You're listening to Radio Europe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts, Free From Radio. My name is Marion, and you're currently listening to Radio Europe. This is my second show for this semester, and I'm extremely excited to be here this morning, although I must confess that I just woke up 30 minutes ago, so my voice may be a little hoarse as for now. Today's show is a little special one, and we're going to start a series of two episodes. This first one is dedicated to the first year of the Montreux Jazz Festival, which is a jazz festival that takes place in Switzerland every summer. It started in 1967, and today we're going to explore the first years to 1967 to 1996, and we're going to listen to a bunch of songs that were played in that festival. Just to give you a little bit of background, so it was a festival that was created in 1967 by three men, some of whom were musicians, like jazz musicians, some of whom were people who worked in the industry of music, rather. And they created this festival. It used to last only 2 days, and now it's still going on today. And now it lasts about 2 weeks, and it's in Switzerland. And the reason why I decided to present this show is because, you know, Radio Europe is about playing music from Europe, is about talking about Europe, and is really about a European concept of, well, music, but only just philosophy, life, etc., etc. And playing with this also allows me to play some American tunes that I like a lot. So what you just listened to was, of course, if you've listened to Radio Europe before or to other subs that I did, you know that I have a passion for Nina Simone. What you just listened to was Someone to Watch Over Me, which is piano piece that she played in 1987. But we're going to go back in time and roll back a little bit and listen to Aretha Franklin's Respect, which is right now on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. And I thank you very much for being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
Thank you. Souls to us for a few minutes. I promise you, I'm gonna give them right back to you as soon as the show is over. I also promise you, before you leave here, you will have enjoyed this show as much as any that you've had an occasion to see. All right?
Over-anticipated. Here I am again. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that first couple of songs. This was Respect by the famous The Queen, Aretha Franklin. So, again, I was telling you that this Montreux Jazz Festival was created by three men in 1967, and it's a festival that really is about jazz music and blues music. So, obviously, a lot of Americans, a lot of people from the U.S. came. It could have been people from orchestras, students, orchestras especially, or like universities orchestras. I've been wandering around in the archive site of the Montreux Jazz Festival and been just looking around of what kind of artists were playing. And you had big names such as Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Nina Simone. You had also Miles Davis. Who else? Ray Charles a couple of times. Well, many famous people, but also many people who were to be famous later on. This is not something that we're going to explore today, particularly because in the first years, I really wanted you to listen to Nina Simone. Actually, this is more of an excuse to have you listen to a couple of songs by her. The festival, however, has a story of inviting women in a certain sense. So what one criticism that has been made about this festival is that women have been more often than not confined to the role of voice. So with vocals and songs, and a bit less with music and musical parts, that can be explained by the fact that, well, women, I think statistically, have a lower rate of playing instruments in jazz bands. But I would not bet on that to explain why women were not invited as much. And anyway, so those first songs were by two women, Nina Simone, Etta James. And now we're gonna wait. What is this? I'm trying to find out what I'm playing next. Next, I'm playing Etta James, so another woman who is gonna sing "I'd Rather Go Blind," and it's a song that I love. I think those versions at the Montreux Festival are a little longer than they are on the album version because you can hear a lot of improv, which is also very interesting to see. You know, like the difference between this usual CD version and this live version, where musicians are allowed to actually do some improv and where musicians and singers are together and on the same stage. Anyways, enough jibber jabber, like I said, "I'd Rather Go Blind" by Mrs. Etta James.
I'd like to do a tune for you now that I wrote myself. It's a story about a girl that would rather go blind than to watch her man leave her. I'd rather be a blind girl. Something told me it was over, babe. Ooh. When I saw you and that girl talking, babe, something deep down in my soul said, go on and cry, girl. When I saw you and that same girl walking by,
oh, yeah,
and I would rather be a blind girl, babe. Than to see you walk away from me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you see, I love you so much, I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. And another thing is, I just don't wanna be free. Now listen, I was just sitting here thinking, yeah, about your sweet kiss, whoa, and your warm embrace, babe.
Oh, yeah.
When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, babe, yeah. Reveal the tears that was on, oh, my face, yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, I'd rather be a blind girl. Oh, I'd rather be a blind girl than to watch you walk away from me, boy.
Look out.
Whoa. I'd rather be a blind girl than to watch you walk away from me, baby. Don't leave. Now listen, I'm gonna tell y'all one more time. I was just sitting here a minute ago thinking, baby. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your when I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips, I was looking in the glass and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face. Thank you. I'd rather I don't want to watch you leave me. I can't stand to see you go. Whoa, babe, I'd rather be a blind girl.
Can you believe that we just spent about like 9 minutes listening to Mrs. Etta James? And that was at live at Montreux, and that was in the year 1975. This was I'd Rather Go Blind, a song very famous that you might know. I really love those live versions, first of all, because they're longer than the album versions, like I said, and also because there's a sort of, you can feel that she was playing with the audience a little bit. I guess you heard that when you hear the audience laughing and the silence on the stage. Well, anyways, that was, again, from a singer whom I love, and she played at the Montreux Festival around 10 times. She came sometimes alone, sometimes with friends, and she, anyways, was invited around, like, again, 10 times in those first years of the Montreux Jazz Festival. Now we're going to switch a little bit, and this is going to be the only song that has no voice in it. This is Birdland by Weather Report, and that live version was 1978. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you find it, you know, good. This is a tune that I'm playing for my friend Antonin back in France. If you're listening to this, this is for you.
Thank you.
And here we are again. Hello, if you're just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts, Free From Radio. My name's Marion, you're listening to episode 2 of Radio Europe, and we're having a look at the first year of the Montreux Jazz Festival, a festival that takes place in Europe, more precisely in Switzerland, well, in Europe, but not in the EU, because Switzerland is not a European country, but on the European continent. And this is an excuse for me to play some nice blues jazz music tunes from, most of them are from the US. There are some European musicians at the Montreux Jazz Festival. I have to be completely honest, I do not want to give you the impression that I'm giving a comprehensive view of it, because I simply do not know the festival enough to be able to find a niche artists that are from different countries of Europe. So I figured that it would be best to play the big names, quote unquote. That way, what you've just heard so far was Nina Simone in 1987, and then we went back in time, we rolled back a little bit with Aretha Franklin in 1971, Etta James in 1975, you just listened to Weather Report Berlin 1978, and we're gonna roll back in time a little bit after the break, and go back to Nina Simone's first appearance at the Montreux Jazz Festival with I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. It's a live version from 1978, 1 year after the festival was created. But before that, it is time for today's PSA public service announcement. If you know this, on 91.5 FM, we always read PSAs halfway through, so here I am. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Mass? If you're driving north from Tust, check out some underground radio at WML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. Please do so. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Vitas Free From Radio. Again, if you just tuned in, we're listening to Radio Europe. You're listening to Radio Europe. I'm not listening. I'm trying to speak here. You're listening to Radio Europe. My name is Marion. I wish you all a very pleasant morning. It is, the sun is shining outside. It's probably a little cold, but I think it's getting warmer and warmer. So where was I going with this? I don't know. But we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs ever, but one of my favorite artists ever. This live from Montreux Festival, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Hold on tight, I think the live is about 8 minutes long. It's really worth it. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And I wish you a very pleasant listen, if that is correct. I don't know. I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. Well, I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that still keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and you'd agree that every man should be free. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that still keep us apart. I said I wish you could know, I wish you could feel what it means to be me. Then you'd see every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm lost.
wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if one day I found that I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and I'd look down at the sea, and I'd sing. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Say hey, hey. I'd swing, I'd know at last that I belong to the human race. One day I've got to know it soon, 'cause my second soul is coming around now. About July 7th, she's coming around now. I'd sing,
'cause I,
if I could be a bird in the sky,
'cause I,
if I could know another world,
'cause I,
if I could feel free, 'cause
I,
for one time in my life,
'cause
I, for 1 minute of my life, Lord, how it would feel.
Thank you.
Merci. Merci mille fois, Nina Simone, d'avoir accepté d'être la vedette de cette ultime soirée du festival.
Hello again, and you may be wondering, wait. We're listening to Radio Europe. We're supposed to listen to something and someone talking about Europe, listening to European music. Why is Nina Simone playing here? And well, if you just tuned in, welcome. You're listening to Radio Europe. This is the first show of a series of two episodes that I'm going to do. This first episode is dedicated to the first year of the Montreux Jazz Festival, a jazz festival that happens every year in Switzerland every summer, and it exists since 1967. And we're having a look at the first years of that festival, so 1967 to 1998. 1996, wow, numbers are a thing this morning. What you just listened to was I Wish I Knew How It Would Build to, It Would Feel to Be Free, and it was a Nina Simone song that she played 1 year after the first year of the festival, that is 1968. this song is, well, not only extremely beautiful but also extremely important. Why? Because I do believe that having artists such as Nina Simone or Ella James or Ray Charles or, you know, whoever was there from the US contributed to strengthening the links that existed between both continents, and also allowed to spread jazz and blues music to the European continent, you know, sort of making it look different in Europe, because those jazz performances have nothing to do with where you can find on albums, and finding good jazz clubs in Europe is maybe not as easy as here. I don't know. I don't want to say anything mean towards Europe, but you know what I mean. It's just a different vibe, a different style, and having this festival in Europe with many American, US artists, and also some European artists as well, but just, you know, mixing all of that up, creating kind of a melting pot of music influences, is just, I believe, magic. Anyways, enough jibber-jabber, I need to make you listen to other songs. This wasn't going to be, because we mostly listened to jazz standards that were, you know, played over, and, you know, they kind of mingled with them. What we're going to listen to now is Joan Baez singing Let It Be in Montreux, and that was, what year was that again? That was 1989, so a little jump forward in time. 1989, and she was singing Let It Be, so the song which we all know by the Beatles, of course, but that version is a little different, and I hope you enjoy it.
Find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Words of wisdom, let it be.
And all the broken-hearted people in this world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be.
think about some things sometime. I said, let it be, let it be. Put the world to wisdom, let it be.
Oh, whisper.
So that was the version of Let It Be played by John Baez at the Montreux Jazz Festival. We're going to switch now to Michel Petrucciani, who played a version of Summertime in 1993. That's just a piano piece, so I lied when I said it was only going to be one music piece. There's this piano piece by Petrucciani, which I'm going to play right now. I hope you enjoy it as well. And again, Montreux Jazz Festival, if you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, W Medford, Medford, V Tufts, Free From Radio. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Michel Petrucciani, and this tune is called Summertime. Of course, it's a live at Montreux, because if you have been listening to this show, we've been looking at the first year of the Montreux Jazz Festival. Michel Petrucciani is a French jazz player, pianist especially, and so I lied when I said it was mostly American, that I was going to play American music that I was going to play today. It's mostly jazz, that's it. So, early wrap-up before I actually leave you with the next show. The next show is Sticky and Zuck, and before that you're going to listen to After You've Gone by Quincy Jones. That was 1996, because I said we're going to go up to 1996, and if we have some time afterwards, I just queued Stand By Me by Willie DeVille, and that was 1995, I believe, or 1994, right. So I hope you enjoy this live, I hope you enjoyed Radio Europe this week. Tune in next week for the next year of the Montreux Jazz Festival from 1997 to 2023 probably. And we're going to have a look at other pieces of jazz music. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. Please stay tuned. Please keep it freeform. And if you forgot, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, The Tufts Freeform Radio, After You're Gone by Quincy De Jones.
Me crying after you've gone, well, there'll be no denying. You'll feel blue, you're gonna be sad, you're gonna miss the best partner you ever had. There'll come a time, don't you forget it. Yes, there'll come a time when you're gonna regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart's gonna break like mine, and you'll miss me only. After you've gone, after you've gone. You're gonna miss the slickest partner you've ever had. Someday when you're feeling lonely, your heart's gonna break like mine, and you're on your own. After you've gone, after you've flown the coop. After we paid our dues together, you should have stayed through all of that nasty weather. Someday, when I'm feeling badly, you'll be the only one who wants me ever so madly. But I'll be gone, yes, I'll be gone to stay.